Well, we've got that old El Nino going on, and for once the winter, and I will speak on behalf of the soil and most people that grow things anywhere. Actually, we are way overdue.
Yeah.
For this, we need it. We need this kind of snow. We need it at the level that we're getting it. So enough about the weather.
So what I wanted to bring up here is that I went down to Prospero's. Hey, how are you guys? Went down to Prospero's this weekend on 39th Street here in Kansas City. It's one of the best bookshops.
It's a used bookshop.
Yeah. So I went in, and my friend Will gave me a copy of Monk Reader here. But what I found was this album.
Check it. I know it's going to be backwards.
Yeah, but it's the Kansas City Chiefs band, and it's like it's the Zing March. And it's kind of an early jazz anthem for when we actually won the Super Bowl back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And there was a whole box of these, and the owner, Will, didn't know where they came from. So I grabbed one. I ripped it down. It's on this week's show, but I wanted you to hear it. It's, excuse me, it's taking my breath away. So it's one of those things where it's cool, actually outshines the kind of the corny fun of it. And it's great. It's just good. You got to hear it. It's getting ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got to get it to come up here first and make sure you're on the right channel. We're also streaming on the same board now that we're doing the show on.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about that a little bit. The show that I do called The Neon Beat, which features music of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, including neon jazz and jazz recordings as a part of the lineup. The show The Neon Beat is now streaming. I don't know for how long, but it's at... I'll give it to you. It's called von.live/neonbeat.
And Von is V-A-U-G-H-N.
Yes.
Okay.
Not like Sarah Vaughn.
Right.
There's not a second A there, but it's V-A-U-G-H-N.live / neonbeat. And
perfect.
It's streaming off our board here right now.
Yeah.
When we get done with this and you want to check out some classic music of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, which is my specialty, and because that includes jazz and some of the stuff like Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, that's how he and I got hooked up.
That's right. That's how it all happened here.
We were in a Radio Shack one day and happened to pass a raccoon.
Yep. I on this raccoon.
And on this raccoon.
Was a radio show called The Neon Beat. And ever since that day, things have changed.
I don't think he's in here. No, he is. He's right behind
there
you.
There he is.
Let me get it.
Yeah. You got it. You stay here. Raccoon. Yeah.
This is your show.
You stay right there. Seated there, kid.
I'll get it.
Yeah, here we go. Here's the raccoon. You guys probably remember this, the products of the 80s, where you had the little radio tuner and you could just turn them on, and it's just
now,
an attractive
it is
thing.
Not a it is not a female raccoon. Those are tuning. It's a tuning knob.
That's right.
And a volume control. But there's actually a speaker in the belly of this thing, and he went into the Radio Shack, and my show just happened to be on in the store.
Right.
And behind them is what was on? What was I playing?
You were playing Kansas City, Here I Come. That came up.
Oh, okay. Wilbert Harrison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we were in like Flynn. Speaking of Kansas City,
okay.
As we get ready to. You just got to hear this. It's just
okay.
It's fun.
Well, it's playing 78 right now. Oh, here we go. You think it's 45?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. You're right. Quick.
Real quick.
Let's see. It's about that size. We'll see how it works.
Well, Woody Woodpecker.
I like the way it begins. Go Chiefs!
There you go.
I love it.
So, the cool thing about this is that you could probably play this behind Patrick Mahomes while he cuts that steak up and starts dipping it in the ketchup. This would be the perfect soundtrack for that.
I would use this as the Christmas party for the, you know, the Chiefs after the season's over and they start playing some of the bloopers.
Absolutely.
Bump, bump. Oh, man.
Man, are you kidding me? And it was free. It was just sitting in a box.
And you said he had a bunch of them?
Yeah, a ton of them. Yeah, they were just sitting in a box when
Where?
You walk in.
I'm sure there's a few out there that'd like to know.
Yeah, if you go into Prospero's on 39th Street, and when you walk in the door and you look straight ahead where all the local authors are by the front desk, there's a box that's right up there, and it's just full of them.
KC's team. Scalp them. Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spare me the whipped cream. I've just had dessert.
Oh, my God. That
That's wonderful.
It.
Okay.
That was it.
So they've got a bunch of those left over.
Yes.
And they probably didn't even realize what they had. A lot of people have probably passed the box and not realize what they had.
No idea. But for me,
how cool is it? What a find.
Yeah, and you know, it's vinyl, it's jazz, it works. So yeah, it's in the permanent collection. And if you tune in, we just did the vocals for Neon Jazz 585, which I post on the Neon Jazz. Just Google Neon Jazz, and when you go there, you'll see all the shows and everything that's posted. But that will be a part of the collection. We talked about Chet Baker, Born to be Blue. I saw that movie, the Ethan Hawke film. It's been a while, but what a great movie. It was on Netflix. And you talk about a cat that went through highs and lows and ups and downs and just tragedy and triumph. And at the end of the day, that guy, all he did was survive and adapted. And the reason why he started singing, for those of you out there that knew him as a trumpet player, is because a drug dealer beat the teeth out of him and he had to adapt. So that's one of the grim realities of his life.
Wow.
So, yeah. But anyways, Chet's profile.
You take the good with the bad, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you have the facts of life.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's what's left over.
That's right.
Yeah, you try to be philosophical about these things as your teeth go rolling away down the sidewalk like chiclets.
That's right. You got to find a way. But yeah, he got dentures and got things figured out. And yeah.
Yep.
So he
So you
want to
be a musician?
Yes. You think you want to do that. So, but at any rate, that's the frivolity. That's all the frivolity I have for right now.
That'll do, as a matter of fact.
So with that,
hang on a second.
Wait.
Let's go out in style shall we?
Let's do it. That's the only way to do it.
Well, if it'll stop. Oh, okay. You know, it helps to know how I made my own stuff here. All right, there, right about there. Okay, so you may continue.
Like we were saying. Getting the ice out of my mouth. What we were saying.
We were saying, enjoy the music, my friends.
My friends, as we fade away.
As we fade away or run the other direction.
All right, good job out there, guys.
City, KC's team. Scalp them.
Blast off!
Neon Jazz.